7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and it's the time of the day that we are just waking up. So make yourself a pot of coffee. Get the Sunday paper if it's been delivered yet. Spread it out. And let's start the dream process. We've been talking a little bit about growing things on a windowsill, changing the acidity in your lawn and in your gardens. And it does make a difference. And even adding limestone to some of our evergreen plants. You watch the TV commercials and they show you that rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, these are all plants that are acid loving. And that the more acidic the soil, the better they're going to grow. Well, it does get to a point that if your soil is too acidic and you see moss, that the phosphorus that's in the ground is not going to be available to that plant. And if it's not available, the plant's growth will be set back. It will be slowed down. But what the effect is the flowers. Less blooms, less color, and in some cases, no fruit will develop on the plant. So if you have plants that have done well, but they're not doing what they should, a little bit of lime can be applied at this time of the year. Some of your garden centers that are open have lime available now. They have the Jonathan Green Magic Cal, and you have the wood ash from your fireplace, from your wood stove. If you have a fire pit, take that wood ash, spread it in those areas, and believe me, it will make a difference in the quality of your yard before the spring arrives. A lot of new technology coming out, a lot of new products, and we'll be talking about those in the weeks to come. But we want you to start to look at your property. Now, if there's no snow cover where you live and it's cold, and I know you don't want to get outside and do that work, but take 5 minutes. You know, the temperatures have been mild on the East Coast all the way to the Mississippi. In many areas, there's no snow cover. And what I want you to do is to look at your lawn. I want you to look for the possibility of rodent damage, moles and voles. They're active. As the ground is not frozen, it's not covered with snow, you're going to see these zigzag patterns in your lawn where these creatures are running around looking for food. And they're looking for Japanese beetle grubs. They're looking for earthworms. And that's what they're surviving on. If the ground was frozen, they would be deep in the soil. They'd be hibernating, and they'd be eating the food that they collected earlier. But when you get temperatures in the 40s, low 50s, you're getting sun directly on the ground with no snow cover to create that blanket of insulation, these varmints, these rodents, are active because they have two tunnels. They have a tunnel that's just on the surface of the soil, and then 3 feet deep in the ground where they go when the ground freezes. So as long as the ground is soft, and when you walk on it, you can tell they're there. Now, these animals are coming out of mulch beds. So if you have some large planting areas, they spend the summer months in the mulch. They're coming out of a wooded area or a field area. And you'll notice the raised tunnels or even a mound of soil. Treat the areas with a product that will drive them back into the ground and away from the soil. Because as they tunnel, they're eating the root system of your lawn. And when the spring arrives and you go to give your grass that spring cleaning and the raking to get all of the dead thatch and the dead grass plants out, you're going to start pulling out entire clumps of your lawn, and it's going to be a real mess. So treat them with mole scram, shake away for moles, get it put down now, and the smell and the taste will move them away from those areas. And if you're starting to notice that these tunnels are in areas where you have a perennial bed, it's a must that you treat these areas now, because the voles and the moles, now the voles are vegetarian. And if the moles get active in your home, then they're going to eat the fibrous root system of plants. And plants that voles love are plants like daylilies, hosta, iris. They'll even eat some of the lower planted varieties of your bulbs, like lilies and tulips, crocuses, so that when spring does arrive, then there will be a problem with no color in your garden. You plant them in the fall, you get all excited, spring arrives, and nothing comes out of the ground because the voles have eaten the tuber or the bulb that you planted in the garden. Now, a mole is different. A mole looks similar to a vole, but a mole will eat grubs and worms in your garden, in your lawn, in your perennial bed. And they can be treated with two different products. They're very effective, but get it on now while there's no snow cover. If you're in that situation, if you have snow cover, there's not a heck of a lot that you can do. My home in Kennebunk had 21 inches of snow between Christmas and New Year's. It has melted, but for the most part, the yard is covered, so there's nothing that I can do in that particular area. I can spread the wood ash. I can spread the lime by hand. But I can also start to redevelop and build a plan to improve my garden, whether it's flower or vegetable or perennial. And the one thing that I found that has helped my garden, and I know it will help you And it doesn't matter the size of the garden. It's in the vegetable garden. Crop rotation is key. And if you can eliminate your practice of, well, I plant tomatoes here every single year, and they do okay. If you can change the location of that tomato plant and put something else in that belongs to a different family, it's going to make a big, big difference. It allows the soil to rest. It allows the soil to rebuild. It allows the soil to be able to become productive again. And that's why it's important that you rotate the same crops. In some cases, it's difficult. I know. You have a small area. You're limited in space. So what you need to do is to say, okay, I've always planted tomatoes. This year, I'm going to get some big plastic pots, some containers, and grow my tomatoes in a container and plant the vegetable garden with other types of produce to give it a chance to rest.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for you to get up, get your pad of paper, and let's take some notes. And better still, call us. This time of the year, the phone lines are quiet. They're going to get busy the closer we get to February and March. So while you're able to get through, the number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. You give us a call, and we will work together to help you to have a great gardening season. The one thing that helps at this time of the year is a little bit of snow cover. We don't need a lot, 3, 4, 5 inches. It does help to protect some of our more tender perennials and some of our plants that are semi-hardy. But perennials, and good examples of plants that need either snow cover or a little bit of pine needles or straw, not hay. So when you go to your local garden center or a feed and grain store and you're looking for material to protect your perennial beds, rose bushes, hydrangea, you want straw, not hay. And the big difference is, and you can tell, when you look at hay, it looks like a bale of grass. Straw is coarse and golden in color. So look for straw, not hay. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Cape Cod with a question about onions.
George from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. An old friend of yours from Cape Cod, Falmouth. And I'm just telling you, Paul, that I also am listening to you on the computer because we don't have a radio line here yet. Hopefully that'll be changed.
Yes, hopefully by spring things will be back to normal.
Great. Well, what I did, Paul, is I bought an oversupply of onions. You know, the round, small, tiny onions. And
yes.
I just wanted to know if I can plant those and get away with it. Will they still survive after not being planted for a year?
Yeah, as long as the onion itself is firm and at the base of the onion, if you squeeze it and you notice that it's firm and there's a white bump that would be dormant roots, then you can get them started inside the house. And what I've done in the past, George, and it's really kind of fun, the flavor of the greens at this time of the year is really incredible. It's like trying to go scallions or scallions. So I'll take a 6-inch pot, maybe a little bit bigger, depending on the windowsill in the room, plant them about an inch apart, and then grow them for the foliage. And when you're cooking, to cut fresh onion tops and adding it to omelets and to fried foods, it's just incredible. To a tossed salad. And the one thing that I like about a tossed salad, when you're getting your bowl ready, and I think a lot of people have gotten away from this, I would always take my salad bowl, add a little bit of olive oil or just regular cooking oil, maybe like a teaspoon. Take my hand, rub it to get the bowl moist, and then take some onion greens or a garlic clove that I've chopped up and rub the garlic into the salad bowl. And then add your lettuce and tomatoes and your various vegetables, and it will help to bring out the flavor. But if you've got some leftover bulbs, start growing them now, because by the time you wait until March, they will have either sprouted or rotted, and then you'll run into a problem of them going bad. So use them up while you can. Why not? Enjoy the flavor.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and it's so easy to use, you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, and keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll free, 855-660-4261. And joining us this morning is CN. She's our bird lady. Excuse me. And with this up and down weather, we thought we'd get her on to tell us how we can keep the birds happy and at our feeders. Good morning, CN.
Well, good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm well. How's everything with CN?
Oh, doing very well. But I'll agree with you. This weather is going up and down. It's going to be in the upper 50s today down by us.
Yeah, we were in the 40s in Maine. And then you look at the weather, and Georgia's been in the 60s and low 70s, and you get down to Florida and they're 80 degrees, so it's crazy. And then you look on the West Coast and they're getting blizzards and snow and all kinds of stuff.
Well, we don't mind sharing the cold weather with them, do we?
Yes, they can have it for a change.
But with this warm weather, all the snow is melting all over the place. So this is a great opportunity to go out and clean around your feeders, because if you're not using a waste-free shellless mix, you're going to get all that shell debris on the ground, and you really should pick that up periodically. And on a day like today that's coming, I'm going to get out there with my rake and do a little cleanup.
Now, Sian, can you take the empty shells from sunflower and everything else and put that in your compost pile?
You know, some people do. I don't. I just put it into a bag and put it into the garbage.
And what's the reason behind that, Sian?
Well, you know, some people say that there is no problem with it, and some people say that, you know, the oil content will, you know, won't compost well. Then, you know, if the seed is wet and it's been sitting there, mold can grow on it, and you can introduce mold into your compost pile. So I just play it safe, and I just bag it up and throw it away until somebody tells me that it is absolutely safe. But so far, you know, I hear arguments on both sides of the fence.
So rather be safe than sorry.
Exactly. So I just bust it out. So, you know, underneath my feeders, because I had shoveled underneath the feeders so I could put a little food down for the ground feeders. That's all melted away. So I'm going to get on out there today and rake it on up.
Okay. Now, you mentioned cleaning around the feeder. How about the feeder itself?
Well, in the fall, I usually do a good clean out of my feeders. I take them down, I wash them, and inspect them. But, I mean, every time that we have bad weather, you should really be inspecting your feeders because moisture can get into those ports. And it can actually make the seed a little wet, clump it up, it won't, you know, then the seed won't flow. So you should really, throughout the winter, periodically, dump out the feeder, you know, check out, make sure the ports are clean, and then fill it back up and put it out. But in the springtime is when I really take them down and do a good washing on them and get some nice, you know, soapy water or white vinegar and hot water and really get in there and clean them out.
Now, yesterday I went out because we had temperatures in Maine 45 degrees. And
Heat wave for you, huh?
Yeah, a real heat wave. So what I did is my hopper-type feeders, I didn't have a problem. My tube-type feeders, I noticed that the bottom third, the seeds had gotten wet, was all stuck together, and some of the seeds had actually started to make a little root. So I emptied the top three-quarters of the seed into an empty container, and then all the stuff that was stuck on the bottom had like a black coloration to it, had started to sprout a little bit, and I didn't quite know what to do with it, so I took a rod, worked it all out, and just spread it onto the ground, figuring that the birds could come and eat what they wanted. What they didn't eat, the squirrels could eat. Grabbed a small cloth and did some soapy water and cleaned out that feeder, allowed it to air dry, filled it back up again, and the birds seemed to be all back.
Right. But really what you should have done is, if the seed has been wet that long that it's actually starting to sprout, you really should have thrown it away because you got to worry about the possibility of mold growing on it. And mold can be toxic to the birds. So that's why I always recommend checking your feeders after, you know, bad weather. Because, you know, even if seed gets wet, if you get to it soon enough, you can actually, because what I do, especially in the summertime when we get a lot of rainstorms, I just take the feeder, I dump the seed out on a big piece of newspaper, I spread it out, and I let it dry. You know, seed is expensive, so you don't want to be throwing it out all the time. So, and I let it air dry, and then I just fold up the newspaper and funnel it back into the feeder and put it back out. But if it's been wet that long, I mean, in the wintertime, mold doesn't grow as quickly as it does in the summertime. But you got to keep that in mind, that if it's been sitting that long, you really should throw it out because the seed could actually end up being toxic.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to think of these things. Yeah, because it's already sprouting. It's been wet too long.
Yeah, and that's something that we want to get rid of.
Correct. That's why, Joe, now, you got to get out there and check your feeders more often. Shame on you.
Now, I did get a new bird feeder for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
And the ground, because we did have 20 inches of snow, did not freeze very deep. So I took a pipe and a sledgehammer, hammered the pipe into the ground, and started to set up that feeder.
Okay.
What would you recommend for a blend for a new feeder to get the birds there?
Anything that's heavy in black oil. Now, we make a nice basic mix. We call it our cardinal mix, but because it's heavy in black oil sunflower, it'll attract a wide variety of birds, but it's got the black oil, it's got safflower, it's got raisins, peanuts, and cherries as well. So that's a real nice basic mix. Now, if you wanted to avoid some of the shell, we make a wonderful mix called Nut and Berry, which has in-shell and out-of-the-shell sunflower, as well as nut meats like peanuts and pistachios, and then it's got cranberries and raisins in it. So that's a wonderful mix as well. Those are two of my favorite ones.
Okay. Now, here's a question that may be out there a little bit, but we've heard on the radio, we've seen on TV, the big problem with the flu that's going around the entire country.
Right.
And when I think of us getting the flu and the cold, I think with this ever-changing weather that the birds could probably have a problem. Now, I know you've added a lot of very unique products to your bird seed that nobody else has. And could you explain to our listeners why you've added these ingredients and how it's going to help the bird population to better survive the winter?
Well, what you're talking about are the vitamins and minerals that we infuse on the seed itself. And you're talking, you know, vitamin A's, B's, C's, and D's, you know, the whole wide range of the vitamins. And they benefit the birds the same way as they would benefit people. You know, different vitamins for, you know, feathering, red blood cell health, and everything like that. Because, you know, they're under as much stress as we are. And you're right, with the changing weather outside, you know, freezing cold, warm, then you have environmental pollutions, loss of habitat, you know, all those different stresses put together, all those vitamins and minerals actually help them a bit like they would anybody else who takes vitamins.
Now, all of those antibodies are found in all of your blends?
Yes, they are. All our advanced formulas have all the vitamins and minerals in it.
Okay. And then I know you have a lot of different blends, and the ones that I've really been amazed that it's attracted a lot of unusual birds that I haven't seen in a long time is I picked up your fruit and berry blend.
Yeah.
And added that to a hopper type feeder.
Mm-hmm.
And
good feeder.
The birds have gone absolutely crazy with that.
Well, our fruit and berry has five different fruits in it. It's got the apples, raisins, cranberries, juniper berries, and cherries in it. Because there are a lot of birds out there that really get a benefit from eating fruit. So we got good black oil sunflower in there, and the fruit is a dynamite combination.
Now, the other bird that I'm seeing a lot of, and they've been eating a lot of seed, are my finches and my chickadees, and they are loving that black oil thistle. Tell us about that thistle and what that will do for the birds.
Well, thistle or Niger seed, you know, there are two different terminologies for it. That is really great for your finch-type birds. And it's an itty-bitty seed. Their beaks are just specialized to get that little seed nugget out of there. But, you know, look at your black, the Niger seed. You want to make sure it's a nice black color. If it starts looking brownish, it's drying up and it's old, so you don't want to use that. But, yeah, we make a mix called Special Finch that combines the Niger seed and finely ground up sunflower chips. I use that in my feeders, and the finches absolutely lose their minds over it. Now, so many people think that goldfinches all migrate and disappear for the winter. What it is the male has dropped his yellow color, so he's looking just like the females. But, you know, some will migrate. Like in the summertime, I'll have 50 to 60 goldfinches. And I'll tell you, the little piglets eat me out of house and home. But come the wintertime, I have about, I would say about 15 to 20 of them at all times. So some do migrate, but not all of them. As long as you have a nice food source out there for them, they'll stick around. But that Niger seed, it's a great boon for all the finches, but you want to make sure it's a nice black color. If it's brown, it's no good. It's drying
okay.
up.
Okay. Now, can you use your thistle stalk to put that blend that you developed with the sunflower chips as well as the thistle seed? Or
Absolutely.
Should it go in the thistle seed?
Absolutely. It works both in the thistle tube or in a stalk, and I have both of them out.
Wonderful. Okay, hold on a second. I want to get a little bit of information about your website and how people can get more information about birding.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Got it. Is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a seven-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are talking with Deanne. She is our bird expert from Wild Delight, which is an incredible line of bird food, suet cakes, and products that will help to have and build a situation where you have the healthiest bird in the neighborhood. Now, Deanne, tell us about your website and what people can find when they go to it.
It's www.wilddelight.com. Go on there. We have some great information, not only on our blends, but on some common birds of the area. There's a birders club where you can blog questions back and forth across the country. And it's just a nice little site to visit.
Now, I've had a couple of emails in the last week of some people that were having a problem finding Wild Delight. Is there a phone number where they can call? Because I know that you are continuously adding new stores where people can purchase the product, may not be updated on the website. But is there a phone number that they can call to get in touch with you?
Well, on the website is a store locator where they can just put in their zip code and it'll bring up stores in their area that carry our product. It's as easy as that.
As simple as that. Just put in the zip code and we'll give you all the information.
Absolutely. And basically, many of your fine garden centers carry Wild Delight. And if they don't, then ask them to.
It's as simple as that. Just say, can you buy it for me?
Yes. Ask them to order it up for you.
Now, suet, at this time of the year, you make different types of suet and different types of flavors. And I know when I unwrap it and put it in the silk cage, I almost want to take a bite. Yeah, strawberry parfait and some of the flavors are incredible. Tell us why you make something like that.
Well, we all know that, especially in the wintertime, you know, birds with their high metabolism really need fat. Fat, fat, fat. We want to cut the fat. They want to eat the fat. So suet is really important in the wintertime. I mean, I feed it year-round because the woodpeckers love it so much. But in the wintertime, oh, they go absolutely crazy because they need that high fat. So everybody should have a suet feeder out there. And there are different suets out there. You know, not all suets are created the same. I mean, there are some companies out there that make a suet dough, which is used a lot in the summertime because it doesn't melt. And basically what they do is they take the suet and they mix it with a filler, like some sort of cornmeal or something like that, to make it less fat, more mealy. So I'm not too crazy about those. I usually stick with a good suet fat and put it on out there. So yeah, get the suet out.
And that will definitely help them with this weather, the way it's changing up and down.
Absolutely. We want to keep our birdies nice and fat.
Now, I was cleaning out my garage 2 weeks ago, and in the back of the garage I had a plastic container, and I had kept my bird food in so that rodents wouldn't get into it, because I originally just had it in a bag and went to refill the feeder one day, and there was a little mouse in the bag itself, which was a little bit of a surprise to me when I put my hand in there to grab the bird food. So I put it in a plastic container with a nice top on it, and I think it's been sitting there for a year. And it started to have like a spider web type developing in it. What should I do with that seed? I didn't dare put it out, and also noticed that some of the sunflower had little holes in it.
Oh, so it's time to toss that. What you're describing is the Indian corn moth. They are a big grain moth predator, basically, and they love seed. So that spider web is actually the moth web, and those little holes, because what they do is they just drill a hole in the seed, and they go on in there, and you eat it up, and they come back out, and it looks like the seed hasn't been touched, but they've already eaten the kernel in there. Oh, yes.
So dispose.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.